it's appeared. Then we can watch it run forward and then rewind again and try to play it without the evolutionary change, reverting to the original process. I'm not suggesting we can do this on a grand scale, but we can pick a species, study its growth as an embryo, learn how it develops, and learn how to change that development. Then we can experiment with individual embryos, intervening in development in different ways, with no change, with one change, or several changes. This would be a bit like rerunning Game 6 of the 1986 World Series between the New York Mets and the Boston Red Sox, when a ground ball ran between first baseman Billy Buckner's legs and changed the tide of the series. We would be doing more than just fiddling with the tape. We would be redoing the play with Billy Buckner and all the players. And the idea would be to determine the precise cause of the Mets' joy and Red Sox sadness. Was it Buckner's failing legs, the speed of the ball, the topography of the field? What caused him to miss the ball? And when we think we know the cause, we test our hypothesis. We give him younger legs or smooth out the field, and then we see if, in this altered set of circumstances, he snags the grounder. That's impossible to do in baseball. We don't have a way to go back in time.